Hello and welcome to Opus on Siouxland Public Media. I'm Gretchen Gondek. Today we're going to explore the music of Antonín Dvořák, who was considered the most prolific chamber music composer of the late 19th century. He wrote numerous works in every standard form. His natural and seemingly effortless proclivity for chamber music resulted in a body of work that was unusual for a composer of the Romantic era. Dvořák encountered American folk music in the form of Native American drumming and African American spirituals, the latter of which he regarded as profoundly original music that might serve as a basis for a national style. Ironically, Dvořák composed the American Quartet while on holiday in the predominantly bohemian farming community of Spillville, Iowa. A spirit of relaxation and perhaps joyful homecoming inspired him to swiftly compose the quartet within a few weeks. Flowing, spacious, and bright, the music seems to reflect his disposition, if not, as some claim, the expanse of the American plains. Whatever influences or expressive intentions lay behind this choice, it imbues the quartet with a personality and a continuity that is distinctive and strongly evocative. The most particular traits of the quartet's rural American origin, however, is birdsong. It is in the third movement, the scherzo, featuring the song of the scarlet tanager, a bird that Dvořák heard and transcribed while hiking the countryside. After an initial statement of a sprightly rustic theme, the first violin sings the birdsong high in the treble range, the instantaneous evocation of dance, the outdoors, and the piercing simplicity of nature's own music define a pure moment of folk music as high art. Here then is the American String Quartet Opus 96 of Antonín Dvořák performed by the Emerson String Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Emerson String Quartet performing Antonín Dvořák's String Quartet No. 12 in F Major, Opus 96, The American. In 1884, 8 years before the beginning of his sojourn in the New World, Dvořák visited England for the first time and took London by storm. And out of this visit came a commission to compose a symphony for the Philharmonic Society of London, which had also elected Dvořák as honorary member. It was to be his seventh symphony, though officially it was then only number two. Some of his earlier unpublished symphonies have remained unacknowledged by the composer. Dvořák composed the work between mid-December and mid-March and conducted it with considerable success in St. James Hall on April 22, 1885. Here, then, the Symphony No. 7 in D minor, Opus 70, formerly No. 2, composed in 1885, of Dvořák, Antal Doráty leads the London Symphony Orchestra. Thank you. The first movement of Dvorak's Symphony No. 7 in D minor, Opus 70, formerly his second symphony, composed in 1885. Again, the first movement performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, Antal Doraty was the conductor. Throughout his life, Dvorak would write pieces for performances in homes by whatever musicians and instruments were available at that time. Some of these pieces have been lost, some neglected, and even unpublished. Dvorak discarded or used as the basis of other compositions for different, often larger ensembles, as with his lost octet for woodwind, horn, strings, and piano in 1873. We're going to hear next a delightful offering of the Drobnosti, or Miniatures, Opus 75A, one of three compositions, all written within the first weeks of 1887. The first, a trio for the unusual combination of two violins and viola. That was discarded as the first violin part proved to be too demanding for one of the composer's students. Here, then, is members of Camerata Nova to perform the delightful Drobnosti Miniatures, Opus 75A, of Antonín Dvořák.
Thank you.
Rabnosti, or Miniatures for String Orchestra of Dvorak, featuring Kamarata Nova. And that concludes Opus today. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Gretchen Gondek.